They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines and the Business News Hour. Grateful that you are hanging out with us again on this Friday, because what we're about to do is just enjoy some silliness with our friend Jeff Pitts, who's the managing editor of City View Magazine. Going to be talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. And I think, I just got a feeling we're going to kick it off with something called Summer Stir.
City View's Summer Stir tonight.
Yeah, it is tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about this.
10 tickets.
Can you still get them? I mean, it's
yes.
Well, we're tick, 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 tick,
yeah,
tick.
Yeah, yeah.
What time does it start?
All right, so this is in the East Village. Let's
right.
start there. Tonight. 5 o'clock.
Okay, well, you got to get
to 9 o'clock. Wow. You want to get there right on time because it's a timed event. The tickets are $30 at check-in or $20 now online.
Got it. So if you go to the event, and where does the event start at? So I can get
AJ's on East Court.
AJ's on East Court.
Yep.
And you can buy your tickets for the rest of Summer Stir from City View there.
Yep.
All right.
So it's one cost. You get 10 tickets. To sample 14 drinks at 7 locations.
Are you going to be there?
I will be there at the check-in table.
You will be. So people will actually be able to see Jeff Pitts in person.
I don't want to make any promises.
Tonight at Summer Stir.
Mm-hmm.
Check in with Jeff.
You betcha.
All right, man.
I got the late shift, though, and the teardown. So.
Oh, you do?
I won't be there at 5.
Okay, so you, but you'll be there.
Be there later, and then I'll tear the thing down.
Okay. All right. So don't see Jeff at 5. See him at 8 o'clock or something.
And this could be a fun event. There's an enormous amount of demand, more so than usual.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
People go, we get to potty.
Yeah. Mm. I think people are looking.
I would be there.
Yeah.
But I can't be there. And I also...
Can't or won't,
I can't.
Michael.
I can't. I'm on my way to Mason City. And I also, tonight is the big roast for Akeo Abdul-Samad, a state representative celebrating his 70th birthday and 25 years of Creative Visions. Can't go to that either.
I don't think I'm secure enough in my own self to
oh,
be
yeah.
roasted.
Yeah, we could do that.
I don't think I'd feel good about it after.
Well, you probably wouldn't, but who cares? I mean, we would all have fun. That's the idea. You know? And I already know some of the jokes that are going down at a chaos tonight. it's going to be wild. Well, anyway, Summer Stir. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen, in the East Village. Courtesy.
What makes for a good roast?
Well, good presenters.
Good presenters,
yeah.
But what is it about the person being roasted? They have to be a little self-important,
No? Well, not self-important.
I mean, not self-important, but they have to be substantial.
Well, they have to be relatively important or nobody goes.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I remember, you know, the Washington Correspondents' Dinner with Barack Obama.
Uh-huh.
You know, the number 45 never had a roast because he... couldn't quite take it. So
now that would be a good roast, I think.
That would be a good roast.
But like George Costanza, that would not be a good roast, right?
That's what I mean. Why wouldn't that be a good roast?
Yeah, he just...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah?
That'd be a great roast.
Okay.
All the Seinfeld story? Seinfeld? Oh, yeah, sure.
No, the actor, sure, but the actual character.
Oh, I don't know. Sure, why not? He's somebody.
But he's not in the show.
Well,
that's what I mean. Never mind. Moving on.
Summer Stir tonight.
Summer Stir tonight.
Right. Okay.
Capital City Card Conventions also starts tonight, goes through the weekend.
Car convention?
Card. Like
card?
Like
playing cards? No.
No.
Collectible cards?
There you go.
Okay. Where does this start?
There might be some playing cards there. I'm not going to say there's not.
Might
but,
be.
So this starts tonight. This is just an all-weekend event.
Got
so
it. Okay.
I don't know what time it starts today.
The Card Convention.
Capital City Card Convention. This is at the Iowa Event Center, so there'll be lots of people there probably. And if you see any Ryan Fitzpatrick rookie cards,
really,
I'm in the market.
Okay.
You marking this down?
No.
What's this?
I'm just trying to see who's here.
Oh, you're checking out the doorbell.
Yeah. So
tell me about this.
So we have a ring, you know, here at the office, and I can kind of see who's coming and going. And I think the person that's supposed to be here to do some work is here. So we may.
You think he's here right now?
I think so.
You want to go let him in, or
we're going to find
out? You want to be part of the show?
Yeah, maybe. Bring him in. Sit down in the studio with us. What are you doing here anyway?
Now, can you talk to him through that?
I can.
You want to tell him?
I don't know. He's just kind of parking out there in front of the place. I don't know. Hey, listen. You hear the birds.
Is he keying my car right now?
Yeah, right. Could be.
He just slashed my tires.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, we'll get to this in just a little bit. Just another.
I better hurry.
Yeah, you better go. All right. We got the card convention.
Duane Menace Soccer, still going. So they won last week. They've won two games of the playoffs now. They're rolling. This is their best season since the last time they won a national title. So they play tonight, Valley Stadium, 7:30. If they win, they play again on Sunday.
Got it.
Go Menace. Briar Patch Reggae Festival at Briar Patch Amphitheater. You betcha.
A reggae festival. I'm in.
This sounds fun. Roots music performed by the top talent from around the Midwest, plus camping in the woods and wetlands of the infamous Briar Patch Amphitheater.
Where's
infamous, they call it.
Infamous.
This is 25 minutes south of Des Moines in near Prohl.
Prohl. I can see it now. In rural Iowa, we're going to have a reggae fest.
Mm-hmm.
What about that? Just
in the sticks.
In the sticks.
Could be cool.
Could be fun. You know, I rented a car. I was in Kansas City last week for some work.
Uh-huh.
And I rented a car.
What'd you get? It's always fun to see what you're
going
to get.
I don't know. I got a Nissan something. Okay. Anyway, I'm going out there, and the people are explaining, you know, there's no smoking in this car. You can't smoke in this car.
Did you show them?
No, but I asked a question.
Which was?
I said, does that include pot?
What'd they say?
They just doubled over in laughter. They don't expect an old guy to go, does that include pot? No. Anyway, I didn't, but they were on notice, just in case.
Does it include?
I don't
probably, because it's probably the smoke. It's not that they don't want you to get cancer. It's that
they don't want you to smoke.
Smoke in the car.
The lingering effects.
I assume. They don't care about your health.
No. Pshaw.
Pshaw. All right, what else you want? How about, we've got all kinds of stage stuff that we've talked about before. The Playhouse has all their tent theater going. Plaza Suite. Polka Dots. How's he doing out there?
He's still held there. I don't know.
What's he doing?
I don't know. He's just kind of like parked in front of the
Does he know he's being spied on right now?
Probably not.
But you can just turn that on anytime and check out.
Oh, anytime, yeah. Yeah.
Does it record?
Off? It does. So I saw when you came.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got this down. Ring. Anyway. So hopefully if he rings, we'll let him in.
What's one of those cost?
I don't know. I can't remember. I got it as a gift, I think.
Oh, okay.
Then I think there's
ballpark.
I don't know.
$100? $200?
I don't know. I don't know these things. My bride does these things, and all I'm instructed to do is install it.
Well, I miss the old one because the old one had
Merry
Christmas or whatever on it.
And what we did, you know, that tune played all year long.
Right.
Yeah, it was great.
Some years.
Because I was too lazy to get up there and change the ringtone.
I don't call it lazy. Efficient.
Yeah, well, there you
Why
go.
Why change it if you're just going to change it back?
Right. Good point. That's what I told her.
It's a fine line between lazy and efficient.
That's right. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, you can blame him, City View Magazine. All right, what else you got?
Downtown Farmers Market Saturday, of course. Also Saturday, Iowa Barnstormers play the Green
Barnstormers.
Bay Blizzard.
The Green Bay Blizzard.
It's an odd name for a summer sports team.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, well.
Indoor, no less.
Indoors.
Indoor summer sports. They're the Blizzard. Someone didn't think that through.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you go up to Green Bay in the winter,
yeah,
yeah, it's kind of blizzardy.
Oh, I'm sure.
Used to be anyway. Now we have climate change, so you know, you're going to be wearing flip flops in January. So, I mean, what it is. All right, so we got a little blizzard action going on with the.
So is Aaron Rodgers going to play or not?
I don't know. You know, that's the big deal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody's talking about that. ESPN Daily has a story.
There's nothing else to talk about.
I guess
in
not.
The NFL, yeah. He's just doing this for attention.
Me too. That's why I do this. I just do it for attention.
Sweeney Todd Opera in Indianola runs through. July 25th, so okay. Through, what's that, Thursday or so? Or no, through the weekend.
Right.
Yep, we've talked about this before. Opera.
This opera.
Indianola.
You're kind of stuck on this whole opera thing.
I want to go, but it's just not happening right now.
Well, you got commitments.
Right. My three-year-old isn't super interested.
All right. Can't imagine. Take her to Summer Stir.
Maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe the Madison County Fair, which runs through the weekend.
All right, there you go.
In Winterset. She would like that.
I just met somebody from Winterset the other day. It was the most amazing thing. We were just talking about stuff. I think I was in Kansas City. And this person said, oh, yeah, it was the desk clerk, Michael, at Harrah's Hotel in Kansas City. So he says, oh, you're from Iowa. I said, yeah. I said, I'm from Winterset. I said, really?
Huh.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah. Michael, the desk clerk at
Harrah's.
Shout out. Yeah, there you go.
I bet he's listening.
Kansas City.
How about Battle of the Bands and Bondurant?
All right. I like this.
Yeah. Free Saturday Outdoor Music Festival showcasing local and regional bands. Proceeds go towards supporting families impacted by genetic diseases.
Wow. Battle of the Bands.
This is Saturday night outside of Brick House Fitness.
Bondurant.
It's yeah. Saturday night, but it says gates open at 2, so.
Well, you got to get there early.
Yeah.
Got to get a good seat.
My guess
is bands.
Yeah, probably starts mid-afternoon, probably.
All right. Okay, so what else you got there?
How about this?
What?
Del the Saxman Jones.
I love Del the Saxman Jones. He is unbelievable. Del Saxman Jones is, you know, he not only is he a fine musician, but he's a great guy.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Never met him, but I've heard that name just a million times growing up.
Well, he is, you know, he's a staple.
Yeah, Central Iowa staple.
Oh, yeah. You?
And so him and his band, the Final Mix Show Band,
they're good.
Celebrating their 22-year anniversary Saturday, July 24th, this Saturday, at Riverview Park.
Riverview Park. Final Mix with Del.
Have you been to the new Riverview Park?
I have been. There's nobody there, but I've been.
Me too. I walked through. It's neat.
Yeah.
Right. I'd like to see what it looks like with the full, you know, show going
mask
on.
Mask up.
Yeah. You think it's going to be crowded?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah.
It doesn't look like it's tight quarters, does it? And it's outdoors.
Yeah, come on. You've been to those outdoor concerts. You know what it's like. Hey, baby, how you doing? Oh, yeah.
Good sure.
All right. Del Saxman Jones.
Del the Saxman Jones. Let's see. How about Ragbri?
Yeah, that's going on. Oh, my granddaughter's on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Whole thing or just?
The whole thing.
Doesn't someone you know have a Ragbri strategy? A one-day Ragbri strategy?
Yeah, yeah.
Or has plans changed or what's going on? Talk to me about Ragbri, Michael.
So Ragbri, you know, is this registers annual great bike ride across Iowa.
Yep. Wow.
I don't know how
you know
many.
That acronym.
Oh, yeah, of course. I can't remember how many years it's been going on, but bazillions.
Yeah. Since the late 70s.
Yeah. And Donald Call, and I knew I'd just mess it up. But anyway, started then a couple of correspondents for the Des Moines Register, figured they'd ride across the state of Iowa and get the paper to pay for it.
Yeah.
On a vacation. So that's how it all started. Anyway, so this thousands of people. I mean, there will be 26,000, 27,000 people rolling across Iowa. It's just crazy. My granddaughter, Jovi, is going with the Bike World Charter Group.
Nice.
Now she's not riding, but she's working. So she's setting up charter tents and, you know, all that other kind of stuff. So sleeping outdoors in a hammock.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Hammock.
Yeah. You know, yesterday, on Thursday, was National Hammock Day.
Get out of here.
Oh, I'm not, come on. What I kid you about this stuff?
Every day is National Hammock Day.
Every day. So anyway, yeah, Ragbra is going on. So we'll see how that goes. The first day is brutal. I think it's like 85 miles.
Really?
And a lot of climb. Yeah, so anyway, my bride is not going this year. I think my son might be. I got to talk to him. So.
When was the last time you slept in a hammock?
I don't think I ever have.
I don't think anybody has. It looks like a good idea, but when you actually get in one, I have not had that great of experience.
No, we set it up for Joby.
Maybe there's better hammocks than what I've had.
This is a nice hammock. We set it up for Joby the other day, and she was snuggled down in there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's National Hammock Day.
Technology on hammocks probably come a long way since. And you got to have the right trees at the right distance. Right.
Right, yeah, or else you only have one side of the hammock up. So, yeah. Measurements are important. All right.
Hi, Cubs, Tuesday night. They take on the Louisville Bats.
We hate them. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, we love the Cubs. But Cubs are struggling a little bit, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a rough year for the Cubs.
Been a rough year. Yeah.
So, yeah, the Cubs play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's one of those six-game homestands. Yep. Yeah.
How about Zoo Brew at Blank Park Zoo?
Love it. $19,000 a day it costs to keep those critters alive.
Dick Danger Band is playing.
Dick Danger Band. Dick Danger Band played in Windsor Heights a couple of weeks ago.
Hmm. How were they? Did you go?
I did. It's Nights in the Heights, which is every Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, on Tuesday night of this week will be another Nights in the Heights. And, so Dick Danger Band, by the way, a dick from Dick Danger Band.
Yeah.
His real name is Richard.
Okay.
Yeah, and he kind of figured that Richard Danger didn't sound.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah, just didn't have enough.
The same ring.
Yeah, gravitas. So he went Dick Danger.
Danger. Is his last name Danger?
No, his last name's Lloyd. Richard Lloyd. But they are good. I mean, they are good.
Do you know my middle name's Danger?
Really? Jeff Danger Pitts? I believe that. All right, let's wrap it.
Valley Junction Farmers Market Thursday night. And then also Thursday night, the IHYC Golf Classic at Otter Creek Golf Club. Golf while learning about Iowa homeless youth centers. And the services provided by the organization.
Terms
four-person best shot at Otter Creek. In
Otter
Ankeny.
Creek. Do it for the kids.
You betcha.
All right. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, managing editor for City View Magazine, has been our guest and our regular host each and every Friday, talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this week and into next week. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, we're out of here. It is the weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy and go to some of the stuff. Summer stir going on right about now in the East Village with City View. All right, for Jeff Pitts and for all the crew, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For those folks, and again for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.